Many people make a full recovery after getting sick with COVID-19, but some who test positive have been sick for months and are still dealing with long-term impacts from the virus. NHPR's Jordan Hames spent time with one of New Hampshire's so-called COVID long haulers and learned more about some of the efforts by medical professionals to help.
Jeff Lighteiser had no plans of slowing down anytime soon. He was a perfectly healthy 59-year-old man who says he never smoked and only indulged in the occasional beer. He was happy with his life as it was, crossing the border each morning from his home in Plastow to work at a manufacturing company in Massachusetts. When the pandemic hit, Lighteiser did everything the experts recommended. He wore a mask everywhere, stayed 6 feet apart from those outside of his household, and even wore gloves at work. That's why, he says, it doesn't make much sense what happened to him this summer.
I thought that maybe I was starting with a sinus infection because I was getting congested worse. My doctor's office wanted me to get a COVID test first, and, you know, turns out they were right.
Lighteiser tested positive on July 8th. A couple weeks after that, he was rushed to the emergency room with COVID-19 pneumonia. Not long after he got out of the hospital, he tested negative. But 6 months later, many of his symptoms have never gone away.
If I go out and I try to do anything that causes my heart rate to go up or my respiration rate to go up, it does cause my chest pain to worsen. I start to struggle for breath, even talking, even just talking to you, it causes my breathing to become harder. You know, I almost get this wheeze.
His doctors say the virus left him with lung damage and myocarditis, a thickening of the heart walls. He says now he doesn't know if he will ever go back to work. He just finished applying for Social Security disability benefits. Some people with long-term impacts of COVID-19, like Lighteiser, have started referring to themselves as long haulers. There's a lot of them, and they're not just people who got very sick with COVID-19 or had pre-existing health issues. In one study, a quarter of COVID-19 patients who hadn't been hospitalized for the virus had at least one symptom 3 months after their initial diagnosis. Of those who were more initially sick with COVID-19, over 40% experienced symptoms in that same period. As Dr. Jose Mercado, an assistant professor of medicine at Dartmouth, explains, these lasting effects can vary widely. There are heart and lung complications like Lighteiser has, abnormal blood clotting.
The loss of smell and taste, and together with that is the difficulty with concentration or brain fog as well as memory problems.
Doctors are also seeing mental health issues like depression and anxiety. Medical researchers still don't know why it happens to some people and not to others, or how long it lasts. But some institutions are creating post-COVID care clinics where people with lasting effects can go to get help from a variety of doctors. Mercado says he and others at Dartmouth Hitchcock Health are looking at creating one in New Hampshire. But for now, the closest one is in Boston, out of the Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. Jeffrey Schneider is a physical medicine and rehabilitation specialist there.
I'd like to say that, you know, we are able to help a lot of these people who have these persistent symptoms.
Spalding's rehabilitation program is focused on people with lasting neurological and physical issues that have stemmed from COVID-19. The team is made up of case managers, occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, and other specialists. Schneider says despite all the terrible things brought on by this pandemic, it's leading to huge strides in medicine.
There's also been a lot of new research that's coming out that a lot of us are working on to try and learn more about this to meet the needs of this population. So I think in spite of all the challenges that people have faced, in some ways this has brought out the best in healthcare and, you know, the dynamism of the healthcare industry here.
Schneider hopes the clinic will be temporary, but it's still too early to tell. Lighteiser, who we met earlier, is trying to get into Schneider's clinic for treatment soon. These days, with the exception of running a few errands during the day, he spends a lot of his time resting. He says he wishes people understood that getting COVID-19 isn't just about getting sick. It can transform your life. He can't believe some people are still going out without a mask.
It's a gamble. You know, you're gambling with your life, you're gambling with the lives around you and the long-term health of the people around you. I don't know what's going to happen with me long term, but, you know, I just think there's so many people out there that don't take this serious.
Lighteiser does have hope that doctors will come to understand why people like him are still sick and find ways to help them recover. Jordan Haim, NHPR News.